Your Morning Buzzcast for February 14th, Valentine's Day. I'm Rick Ellington. Like I said, it is Valentine's Day, but I don't know if there are enough flowers and chocolate-covered strawberries that the Houston Astros can send across Major League Baseball to calm the emotions that were all over the place following the team's first real public apology for their sign-stealing scandal yesterday. Astros owner Jim Crane is taking the worst out of it today, with columnists calling his appearance at yesterday's press conference tone-deaf and insulting. Those are some of the nicer things being said. Crane repeatedly refused to take any blame for the scandal, and at one point insinuated that the sign-stealing had no impact on the team's 2017 World Series win. Meanwhile, the players from that 17 team are getting a little more leeway with the press, with Carlos Correa standing out by admitting that what they did was wrong and that it did in fact help them on the field. Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman even were able to earn back a little goodwill for offering seemingly more honest answers after the team opened the clubhouse to the media following their stilted and somewhat off-key initial statements. However, it's clear that feeling doesn't extend to other teams, with many other players across the league expressing their disdain for the Astros' actions and expressing their loss of respect for the figures involved. So where does all this leave the Astros? It certainly seems that the PR hole that they are trying to dig out of got far deeper after yesterday's statements. Crane, as I mentioned earlier, is front and center in all this, as he seemed to go out of his way to make sure everyone knew he personally was clear of any wrongdoing. There's been no indication that the whole scandal will cause a dent in the team's financial columns, though, as sponsors haven't really left the team and fans seem to be rallying around the Astros. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if the team benefited at the box office, as more Astros fans could turn out to Minute Maid Park to show their support, while opposing fans wanting to boo the Astros for their actions might be more willing to buy a ticket. That's certainly the case with the Dodgers fans buying tickets to the Astros season opening series in Anaheim. To sum things up, my guess is that Crane and the rest of the Astros execs hope that yesterday's press conference would be the first step in really putting the scandal behind them and moving on to the 2020 season. Instead, it probably just invites more questions and attention. At this point, it certainly looks like it's going to be a long year for the team. There was some other news that took place outside of the Astros clubhouse yesterday, and that begins with Daytona, as NASCAR's season opening race, the Daytona 500, is Sunday, and officials at Daytona International Speedway last night announced that the race is officially sold out. And while we've known for a couple days that President Trump was going to be at the race, he will in fact give the command for drivers to start their engines, serving as the grand marshal for the event. The NBA All-Star Game also is on Sunday, but the weekend likely will belong to the late Kobe Bryant, whose presence will be hard to miss in and around Chicago. As for the game itself, it'll mark the introduction of a new format that will include the acclaimed Elam ending that will actually not see a game clock in the fourth quarter. It'll be interesting to see how that works and what the reaction to that will be. Finally, the New York Post this morning is reporting that UFC has approved a $300 million dividend to its investors. While Endeavor stands to get about half of that, figures ranging from Dana White and Ari Emanuel to Mark Wahlberg will personally benefit as well. That's your Buzzcast for Friday. Hope everybody enjoys a lovely Valentine's Day and a good President's Day weekend.